Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it is absolutely a great morning here. The sun is shining, and I pray that the sun is shining where you are. Well, we welcome you to the Release Your Power radio show. I am your host, the E-Power Coach. I say, how are you? And we are so glad that you could join us on today. Well, the Release Your Power show is a show where we desire to empower you. We want you to just wake up all of your abilities, your skills, your talents, and your gifts, and put them to work. And I am in partnership with you to help you do that. I have been empowered to help you get empowered. So it's just a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. Now, we're going to be talking for all the rest of this week. Every morning, we will be here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we are going to be talking about our upcoming 2008 Wealth Strategy Symposium. And this is going to be an awesome, awesome event. We did it last year, and it was an awesome event, and we had great success, and so we're bringing it back again this year, because you know what? After the symposium was over, we had gotten so much feedback, positive feedback from just about every attendee. They got to me some way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm one of the hosts of this event, and they were contacting me by email, phone, and some I would even just see in the hallways of the college, and they stopped to let me know, you know, Professor Williams, what a great symposium that was. Now, look at this. We had as our keynote speaker the renowned motivational speaker, best-selling author, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. And I mean, he came in. If any of you have ever been in this man's presence, then you know he came in like a whirlwind. That man is filled with so much knowledge and wisdom and understanding about not just getting rich, okay, because he makes a distinction between getting rich and being wealthy. And so he talks about, you know, various forms of wealth. But he also talks about greatness, you know, becoming great. And so we're going to have some things to share with you each and every morning from now until May the 3rd. That's right. Put that date down. May 3rd. It's Saturday. We are going to be in Newark, New Jersey at Essex County College. Now, you can go to my website and get all the information you need, all the little details about this symposium. You can go to lilisajwilliams.com. That's lilisajwilliams.com. And you can get all the information you need. There's a flyer there with details, phone numbers, but you can also call the Essex County College. The number 973-877-3000, and just ask for the Africana Institute. There's a wonderful lady there, Antoinette. She will give you any information that you cannot find on my website, or in case you can't find me. Now, let me just let you know, yes, I am the one who basically created this symposium, but God fixed it so that when I didn't have a place to host it, or I was wondering where was I going to get the funds to bring in somebody like Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, little me bringing in Dr. Kimbrough. Well, that just goes to show you, when you are empowered, little people can do great big old things. You know, I used to think that, you know, you had to be really big to do big old things. But you know what? All you need is a big dream, big ideas, and the rest will happen. Well, I walked into Essex County College one day. All I had was this big dream to help people to get past poverty. You know, we understand some people want to be poor. That's fine. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people who are poor, but they don't want to stay poor. They're in poverty, but they don't want to stay in poverty. They're in lack, and they don't want to stay in lack. You know, according to Deuteronomy 8:18, that our God has given us power to get wealth. And, you know, it even tells us that, you know, that we should prosper and be in good health. even as our souls prospering. Now, there are many people, even Christians and other believers, where their souls are prospering, but we're always broke. And, you know, it's time out for that. So I decided to do this, and it's working out well. So now we're going to talk about these different situations. And they are really what is going to be a turn around for many, many people. You people are going to come to this, and they are going to just get so, so turned around. And so we just want to welcome you to not only the show, and make sure you tell your friends and come back each and every morning. We'll be here at the same time, at the same place, on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be doing this show. But also, you know, please feel free to call in. I'll give you that call-in number. It's 347-945-7991. Again, that's 347-945-7991. Now, like we said, I'm the E-Power Coach, and my job is to empower you to wake up your skills, your talents, and your abilities. We want to give you official power to get it done. We want you to use all of your abilities. And so we're going to teach you. And one of the things we're going to empower you with is not only to, you know, live your dreams. That's one of the things I do. I empower people to go back to college, you know, get that higher education if that's what you want to do. I myself was a high school dropout. I'm now working on a PhD, almost finished, only two classes left. Then I can begin comprehensive finals and then write a dissertation. And guess what my topic is going to be? That's right, you guessed it, how to empower people. How to empower everyday people to do extraordinary things. Look at me. Here I am hosting a big event like this with Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. All you have to do is go to his website, www.denniskimbrough.com, and you will see just what I mean. Now, here's a person who has been doing great, great things in academia because he works at the Clark Atlanta University, which is located in Atlanta, Georgia. It sits right in the middle of Spelman and Morehouse. So he is around a lot of students. He teaches in the master's program. So he teaches business students who are working on MBA. He teaches all types of strategy classes so that when they begin to either own their own businesses or go into another person's business, that they will understand how to set strategic goals for the organization. Now, if you know anything about strategic goal planning is oftentimes long-term. It's very big in scope, and it really looks at all of the various areas that the organization functions in, all the various environments, external environments, internal environments. It looks at the various forces that come against organizations, whether it be competitors, suppliers, stakeholders. It looks at many, many, many of the areas that the company is operating in and function. You know, organizations function as a system. It's an open system where they take inputs from the environment, they transform them, and then they produce outputs in the form of products and services. But outputs can come in the other ways, in forms of investments, in forms of social responsibility. You know, a company could be very big in providing for youth or providing for seniors, providing for clean air. So companies output many, many things. Well, you know, he teaches these courses. I teach the similar courses, but I teach them at a junior college level. And that was another thing that really sold me on Dr. Kimbrough when I first heard him speak over a year ago down in Trenton, New Jersey. And because of what I knew that I was doing in terms of empowering people, immediately I recognized that we would be a good match for one another because he's teaching some of the same principles that I want people to be empowered to do. So, yes, I want to empower people to get education, and I also want to empower people to live their dreams and, you know, to go beyond their limits in terms of what they want to do in life. But I also want to empower people to get wealthy. Now, like I said, Dr. Kimbrough is going to be our keynote speaker, but we have other things happening on that day as well. Now, let me just tell you, we have a theme for this. We have a theme for this symposium, and our theme for the symposium is engaging mind, empowering spirits, and embracing wealth. So we're going to be there. That's going to take place on Saturday, May 3rd at Essex County College. Now, we are also opening up an empowerment center, the Release Your Power Empowerment Center, where we will do coaching, where we will coach individuals who want to find their purpose, where we will help people along the way. Sometimes it's wonderful. You go to a seminar and you hear great information about being empowered, but you don't know what to do for the next step. So we're going to do ongoing coaching, and then we're going to do some training. There are a lot of managers and supervisors who lack the skills that's needed that they can really empower their employees to be the, you know, high-performing employees for the organization. Also, we're going to be doing training in terms of employees themselves need to also take ownership and accountability for being empowered. Employees cannot simply sit back and wait. Then we're going to have some internships. There are a lot of young people coming out of college who need to have a first experience with someone that is a leader, managers, supervisors, individuals that are about planning, that are about getting things done. So we're going to do some internships. Also, we'll do some motivational speaking. We'll be available for speaking engagements. And we're going to do workshops. We're going to have some classes where people can take classes on becoming a coach. A person may want to take a class on how to become a mentor. They may want to take a class on how to start a business, how to manage a business, and what are the five steps that it takes to, you know, be an entrepreneur. They might want to know some things like, you know, being able to manage risk, being able to be energized. And so these are some of the things that we're certainly going to be working on and doing. And so all you have to do is go to the website and you can sign up for this. Now, the website, again, as I said before, is LILISA J. Williams, that's WILLIAMS.COM. So I'm just, you know, we're going to be here. Now, ordinarily, the show will take place in the mornings at 8 a.m. just once a week. But we're doing a special show for the next 2 weeks almost every single day because of this symposium, because we want to pack the house out. We want so many people there that we have to get chairs from another part of the college. Now, let me just tell you a little bit more about the venue. Essex County College has been around for over like 40 years. It's a wonderful institution. It is a junior college in the city of Newark, New Jersey. It is a place that gives opportunity and empowers individuals that has maybe struggled in their high school days, individuals that have dropped out of high school, did not think they would have a chance to attain a college degree or reach academia levels that they are able to at Essex County College. It is just a wonderful, they have so many services, and that's how I ended up really working on a PhD. The moment I set foot, I went to Essex County College to take one typing class back in 1989, and I looked around, I signed up for the course, at the direction of my supervisor at the time. I was a file clerk with nothing but my GED. I was making about $4 an hour, feeling very frustrated in that job, feeling like I was just doing some menial task, feeling like just very worthless in the workplace. But lo and behold, my supervisor, he cared about my feelings enough to send me to Essex to take a multimate class. Now get that, multimate. Some of you, if you're young enough, you don't even know what multimate was. Some of you, maybe you know DOS, possibly, but most people, they remember Microsoft. But so multimate was one of the original word processing programs that was out there. There was also WordStar, and there were a few others that I can't think of. But certainly multimate was one of the more popular ones. He sent me to Essex to take this one class, and I'm so glad he did, because I got so empowered when I walked into the college and I saw so many people that looked just like me, just ordinary people. They didn't look like they were, you know, super intelligent, but they just looked like everyday people like me. Now, that's not to say they weren't, but I'm just saying they didn't have that look. You know, some people can just intimidate you with their look. And that's a whole other show. We'll talk about that on another day. But this was a time when I went and I was not intimidated. And let me tell you, I learned so much. I decided that I was going to enroll in classes there. I mean, my confidence level shot from 0 to 100. I signed up for classes. I applied and I did all the paperwork to apply. I registered. And by January of 1990, I was taking two classes. And it was a wonderful thing because I took those two classes. Though I had been a high school dropout and flunked out of school, you know, I used to think that I was dumb. I education wasn't for me. I pretty much thought education was for the birds and, you know, teachers were stupid. That's what I thought in high school when I was busy dropping out and cutting up and cutting classes and all of that. But I went and I signed up, and next thing I know, I got two A's. So basically, the first semester, I got straight A's. And just so happened, my first class was a psychology class. And because they didn't have any other class to put me in, they wanted to get me in so I could take advantage of the grant. So they had to get me at least, you know, 6 credits, because you had to be part-time in order to get the grants. So they put me in for, because remember, I didn't have money to pay for college. I was only making $4 an hour. So they put me in this psychology course. Normally they wouldn't put you in psychology your very first semester, you know, after having been out of school. Well, at that point I had been out of school 15 years since I would have graduated high school. So they put me in this psychology course, and was that the greatest thing ever? When I tell you that your steps are ordered, believe me, you. First of all, here I go to the college to take a multimate course. Then they put me in a course that they shouldn't have put me in, but they should have put me in. Because in that psychology course, one of the things that stuck out to me was when our professor began to talk about how people learn. Well, see, I never knew that there was an art to learning. I never knew that, you know, learning was something that you have to make yourself do. I thought it came natural. So when I grew up and I was always failing in school, I just assumed I'm a failure because that's what I'm doing. So that's what I am. And I had no idea. So I took this course and he began to teach on learning. And let me tell you, I was so in tune to that lesson. And then I began to practice the principles and the concepts of this teaching of learning. And then I got straight A's the whole entire time I was working on my associate degree. And that just took my confidence over the roof. You know, I was just all the way out there in the stratosphere now with my confidence. And then I went on and signed up for a bachelor's degree right after I graduated. And again, doing very well there, still motivated. I went on to the next level. So when I met up, now I'm going to fast forward you to the day I met Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, which was actually in February of 2007. And I met him and I said, yes, this is certainly a person that I would love to sponsor at an event where he can teach people how they should conduct themselves if they're, you know, in other words, how do you learn to get wealth? Because again, I had already learned that things, you can do things, you don't have to just fall into them. You can, there may be a falling into some things, but some things you can make happen. And so after listening to Dr. Kimbrough, I was convinced that you can make wealth happen. And there have been other people talking about it, but it didn't click for me. And for some reason, it clicked for me with Dr. Kimbrough. And I say, yes, I want that for others. Because that's how I am. When something clicks for me, I want that for others. Now, when something is bad for me, I don't want that for others. Like if I'm failing at something or I try something and it doesn't work, you know, I'm not going to try to push that on other people. Unless it's for that person, but I'm saying if it's something negative, something derogative, I'm not going to put that on others. But the moment I tune into something positive, something wealthy, something healthy, yes, I'm going to tell everybody I know. And I believe that's one reason God kept me alive from all the mess I went through, because he knew I always had a big mouth. You know, growing up, they used to talk about me all the time. You know, you have a big mouth, you talk too much. Well, now I still do that, but what I do now is I try to always be saying something that is going to help somebody. So I still talk a lot because I'm on the radio here. I'm on Harvest Global Radio, Harvest Radio down here in New Jersey, 1070 on the AM dial. I'm on there every Friday. I do seminars, workshops everywhere I go. I talk a lot still, but now I try to make sure I'm saying something that is uplifting, that's encouraging, that's empowering, that is going to inform people of something that is going to help their life and make their life better. And some people, they're still upset, believe it or not. You're going to have enemies on either side. Do you know there are people that don't want you to say positive things? They don't want you to do positive things. They're miserable. Or they're the kind of people that want to hoard things. You have a lot of hoarders in the world. They hoard. They want to hoard. They want to control. They don't want to share. And I believe, again, that's another thing between the sharing and the informing. That's why I kept wondering, God, why did you keep me alive when I was doing all those crazy things? You could have let me die. I was totally off the hook. But, you know, he knows that I will share, and he knows I'll share information. He knows I'll share strategies, tactics, tools, because I do not have a scarce mentality. I never forget when I was taking courses over here at Union County College. I was, you know, taking my economics course, and the professor began to talk about, you know, scarcity in the world and how, you know, you can't make guns if you're making butter, and you can't make, you know, you got to make that choice. Is it guns or butter? When they began to talk about the distribution of wealth and how the economy distributes, you know, all kinds of things, labor, various resources, and they talk about the, you know, this there's a limited amount of everything. Like, you can't get an A in economics if you don't believe that, or at least believe it enough to write a good essay about it, or believe it enough to check the correct answers on your multiple choice tests. So it was a real struggle for me, because I'm thinking in my mind, you know, my God is unlimited. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, so how in the world can this be so? But I sat there, but I recognized, though, I need to get an A, because remember, I was on that 4.0 streak, and I had to keep my A. So I just, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to do what I need to do for the class. And if that's what they say, then that's what I'm going to write on the paper. But that's not what I believe in my heart. And as soon as I get my degree, I'm going to go about teaching people that there are no limits, and that the only limits are the ones that we place, and that I'm not going to hoard things, I'm going to share things, and I'm not going to not tell people things, because I think that only a few people could do it. You know, that's foolish. That would be like me trying to pretend that I'm the only, you know, e-power coach, or I'm the only life coach, or I'm the only motivational speaker. That's foolish to think like that. Everybody can do whatever they want to do if they have the brains to do it, if they have the desire to do it, the passion to do it, the will to do it. You know, it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I just don't ascribe to that lack, you know, scarcity mentality. So I said, so when I found myself in lack, I said, okay, there's got to be a way out. This can't, and I found myself in some tremendous financial binds. And I said, this can't be the only way out. Well, in walks Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. I meet him. I listen to him. And he got me right away when he said that if you are going to become wealthy, if you're going to really be successful and become great, he said there's four things that you absolutely have to do. And one of those things was, he said that you have to march to the beat of your own drum. He said you can't be like everyone else. You can't go the way, if the masses are telling you to go left, then you have to go right. He says you have to listen to what your heart desires are, the thing that you want to do, because there are a lot of naysayers. And so that's, you know, and so he's going to be here on Saturday, May 3rd. He's going to impart that kind of wisdom. I'm hoping that he'll call into this show. I'm going to talk with his assistant and see if I can get him to call in to Blog Talk one of these mornings and just kind of share so you can get a taste if you have not heard him before. Certainly, maybe you are familiar with his books. One of the books that a lot of people are very familiar with, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And this is a book that he co-wrote with Napoleon Hill, who had begun to write the book, who after having written Think and Grow Rich, and then they commissioned Dr. Dennis Kimbrough to write it from the black perspective. And I think that's a great thing because, you know what, sometimes you just have to do something different. And I love how also he talks about, you know, when he talks about wealth, you know, he says, wait a minute. You know, wealth isn't one thing, you see. There's many ways to have wealth. It's like empowerment isn't one thing. You can have empowerment to raise a family. You could be empowered to open a bank. You could be empowered to, you know, to form a nation. There's many, many things you can be empowered to do. Well, he also talks about there, he says there are nine forms of wealth. There are nine forms of wealth. And then he says that knowledge is just one form of wealth, and money is certainly one form of wealth. And then he goes through the other nine forms of wealth, and I don't remember all nine of them, but that's why you got to come on May 3rd. He's going to run them down. I mean, this man is sharp. He has, you know, various degrees. He has his PhD. He's a, you know, like I said, he's a business student, business strategist. He has an MBA. He's doing many, many great things in around the country. He's an awesome motivational speaker. He gives you a lot of information about history, African American history. He talks about the economy here in the United States. He talks about the world economy, the global economy, and I mean, he just really does so many things to empower you. And so, this is certainly you don't want to miss if you're in the New Jersey area, if you're in New York area, Philadelphia, Delaware, Connecticut, anywhere where you can drive here. Certainly, if you're in the Virginia area, wherever you at, you want to make your way to Essex County College on May 3rd. I will be there. I will be hosting this, but at the same time, I will also be taking part. We're going to have panel discussions. We're going to have panel guests that include individuals who are able to give you keys to becoming a successful entrepreneur. We're going to have people there to help you get your credit in order. If you're going to be a business owner, be successful, you want to get your credit cleaned up. I know how important that is. Also, you want to be able to take charge of your career. He does say that work is a form of wealth, so there's absolutely nothing wrong with working, having the type of, but you want to have more than just a job. If you can, you want to try to have a career. This means you have to do some planning, some strategic planning ahead of time to decide what you're good at, what you enjoy doing, and what you know how to do, what you're passionate to do. Decide on a career. Get some education. Also, we're going to be talking on that day. We're going to have panel members speaking on their experiences, how they got their first million. You know, sometimes it's good just to learn firsthand for people that's doing it. It's wonderful to meet people that want to do it, but you got to sometimes get around and meet people that are doing it. So they're going to be there. We're going to have somebody there talking about developing that mindset. You know, Dr. Kimbrough, that's one of the things I love about what he says. You know, he says, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. The pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. And so that is why we have as our theme that we are going to be engaging the mind. We're going to have people there that can speak to your intellect about not only it's not just about, you know, having wealth. Because when it comes to wealth, one of the things that will help a person become wealthy is knowing what you're going to do with the wealth. That's the first thing. You have to know where this wealth is going. You have to have a reason. I was on the internet just looking up some things about wealth, and I came across an article, and that article says that you have to have a very, very strong reason for wanting to become wealthy. And actually, they had 7 secrets about getting wealth. And one of them was that you have to have a strong reason to become wealthy. Now, we're going to come back. Like I said, we'll be back here tomorrow. We'll be back here Thursday morning. We'll be here Friday morning. We'll be here probably even Saturday morning. But if not Saturday, definitely Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. All next week, we're going to be here talking about wealth and how to get wealth. But again, I really want to stress this first secret here, and that's to have a strong reason. It says that, you know, yes, money can be a motivator, but if you don't have a reason for wanting to get wealthy, that, you know, you just might not be able to do the right thing with the money when you get it, and you may not be able to keep up the behavior that it might take to get wealthy. And so it's just like when a person is trying to lose weight, you know, they try to have a goal. What's their goal? What's your goal for losing weight? Or if a person is going to go back to school, you know, what's your goal? What goals do you want to set for getting your degree, getting your education? So we're excited about Dr. Dennis Kimbrough coming. Again, he came last year. We had an awesome time. The panel speakers were phenomenal. We had authors. We had pastors. We had people from the mortgage industry, people from the real estate industry, people from the investment industry. And this year, we're going to have the very, very similar types of people on the panel. Our focus of our two panels are the first panel. We're going to have two panels. The first panel is going to focus on the role of education in economics, the role of education in economics. The second panel is going to focus on entrepreneurialism, the only way to really make it. And so the second panel will include people who are entrepreneurs, who are very successful in what they do. They can share with you. And these are people who are coming to share openly, honestly. They're not coming because they're getting paid a lot of money. They're coming because they care about you. So you want to invite everyone you know. It's a free event. Get this. Free. F-R-E-E. You won't have to pay. You just come. You park at the college. And it's a Saturday morning. There'll be plenty of parking right on the street. There's Major Street, Market Street, Martin Luther King Boulevard, University Avenue. There are many places to park, and you come on into that college on Saturday. You come with your notebook ready to take notes. I'll come with your camera ready to take pictures. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough is a loving person. I mean, last year he took time out. After he had got up there and delivered, I mean, one solid hour of just pure wisdom and knowledge and empowerment. It was amazing. Then, and he comes, you know, he has his PowerPoint, he has his slides, he brings his books, you'll be able to purchase his books, he brings those, and I mean, he stayed around, he took pictures with almost everyone. I did not see him, he stayed like 2 hours after the event. Now, you all know this is unusual. You know these individuals, when they come, they have these speakers, they're so important. They have these entourages around them. You can't touch them. You know, unless you're quote-unquote one of the elite and what have you, Dr. Kimbrough, you know what? And when I first met him, I had that feel about him, and I believe, and the moment I asked him would he come, he doesn't know me. I didn't have on a big press pass or nobody important, so to speak, and I asked him if he would come. He says, here, give me a call. And I thought, oh, well, he's never going to call, but guess what? He won't, you know, I won't be able to get in touch with him. Not only did I call, but I and it was just awesome. I can't even tell you how impersonable this man is. He is so personable. He just is wonderful. He took pictures with everyone. We had lunch with him, and we just invited all the guest speakers, all the panel speakers, to come and to have lunch. And, you know, he sat and he talked with different ones. He gave people his cards. They gave him their cards. You know, he invited people down to Atlanta. I mean, I'm telling you, I love Dr. Kimbrough. I tell you, I would have him any opportunity I could. And he is just so knowledgeable. You know, he's just a wonderful person. And you want to come. Everybody who went to this event, they were truly blessed by his knowledge. And I believe they all went on, and many of them are putting into action the steps that he had given. So we just want to invite you all out. Definitely, we're going to come, and we'll be right back here again tomorrow morning, as I said before. Again, you can go to my website, LILISAJWILLIAMS.com. You can get the flyer. You can also visit Dr. Dennis Kimbrough's website, DennisKimbrough.com. Visit his website, learn more about him. You may want to have him at your event. If you are a meeting planner, you will not regret it. You will not regret having him as your keynote speaker. I don't care where you are. You could be in another country. If you're listening to this, if you need an awesome speaker, that's all I can say. He is phenomenal. He is just truly phenomenal. So amazing. If you want, I do have an interview that I did with him on the radio last year, right before he came on the show. I had recorded that. If I could get you a copy, if you want a sample, I would try to get that to you. But by all means, make it down to Essex County College. We're going to be there May 3rd, Saturday morning. We'll be there from, you know, around 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. We're going to have panel discussions, awesome networking. We're inviting the banks in. We have people from, like I said, the real estate industry, investment industry, how to start a business people, coaches, business coaches, individuals that can help you get your business started, help you grow your business, help you restructure your business. Maybe you need to re-engineer. Maybe you need to restructure. Whatever help you need, we're going to help you with that. Purchasing real estate, that's another way to get wealth, purchasing real estate. Getting an education, we're going to be right there at the college. We'll have many doctors on hand, individuals who have gone to the top of the educational game. They can show you how to do it. They can even advise you on which colleges to go to, what degrees should you take, what degrees you should study. Should you go to school online? I'm getting my PhD online, and I simply love it. There's nothing that can compare to the flexibility of getting a degree online. Yes, it is more work, but you have to, sometimes there's trade-offs. You trade off the flexibility for a little bit more work. It is well worth it for very busy people like myself. But after having gotten an associate degree, a bachelor's degree, and a master's degree in the classroom, I felt it was time that I should try something a little bit different. So I just thank you for tuning in to the show today. This is the Release Your Power Show. I am your host, the E-Power Coach. I will be here for you every morning this week. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, tune into the show. And you will be truly enlightened on all the other strategies that we're going to give you throughout the rest of the 10 days. So I gave you one secret, and that's to have a strong reason to become wealthy. So I want you to think on that. Think on how you can become, what are some of the reasons that you'll want to get wealth. And then when we come back tomorrow, we'll give you another one of the secrets. So we'll talk to you later. And you just have a wonderful, wonderful day. And this has been the ePower Coach and Release Your Power Radio Show. Bye.